Blog Talk Radio.
This electric feels different because it's powered by the most potent source of energy there is. You. This is the Lexus variety of electrification. Inspired by, created for, and powered by you.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
How many times have you searched and just gave up on love? Having the same batch of luck that never amounts to much. Seems nothing ever matches love.
I'm in need of someone.
can't just walk the line.
Show featuring Matthew Graham on air now live from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. And again, this is WBNN. My name is Matthew Graham. Tonight, I have a special guest who goes by the name of Peter, the gaming software developer. I'm going to have him come in and describe more in detail what he does, but to briefly get into detail, he's developed a spreadsheet / software program that analyzes a game called Baccarat. Now, I know a lot of hosts and a lot of listeners are religious, as I am as well, and most likely many shun the topic of even casino games, and I don't blame you. I'm not a gambler. I don't really like casinos, never like seeing dice even thrown or cards dealt. However, I am into strategy, intelligent planning, deductive reasoning, and entrepreneurship. And when I saw the system that Peter set up, I said, this isn't bad. Like, this is a really spectacular system that's definitely pretty impressive. And I'm also aware of how much money the casino industry actually invests in analyzing its patrons and understanding the psychology of potential players that enter their establishments or visit the online platforms. I like Peter's system because he put a lot of hard work into concentrating on analyzing the game as much as the casinos probably put into analyzing the people that play their games. Now, before we get started, disclaimer, this is not meant to be 100% investment advice. It should not be taken out of context. So if anyone listening has like a gambling problem or ever had one, obviously each listener is going to have to use proper reasoning and discretion in any and everything they do in life, especially when it comes to making investments. Now, on to this game called Baccarat. According to most historical sources, Baccarat started in Italy in the 1400s and was created by Felix Salgueri. He called it Baccarat, which in Italian means zero. He named it this because the game, in this game, the face cards and the tens are actually worth zero. Now, I'm going to describe the game in a basic way and then let the expert elaborate on it further. I just started dabbling in the game basically on an offline Android game, and based on what I observed so far, the game is played in a manner where a card is dealt to the dealer and then to the player. The objective is to either wager beforehand on the dealer ending up winning or the player winning. Now, the winner is whoever comes closest to nine. Once the first cards are dealt, the dealer and player will have an option to take another card or a few in order to get as close to nine as possible. Now, you can also wager on it coming out as a tie. That hardly happens, but sometimes a tie does pop up and you actually have the opportunity to bet on the tie. Now, that's a really basic way of briefly explaining the game. I'm going to bring in actually the person who I'm going to interview. Like I said, his name is Peter, the gaming developer. Peter, can you hear me right now?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Like, basically, like you're right next to me. I have a couple questions that I have a couple questions to ask you. Thank you very much for coming on the show. I appreciate, you know, the time you're spending here.
Thanks for the opportunity. It means a lot to me, Matthew. It really does. I really do enjoy it. I have a passion discussing Baccarat and why I believe it's a good tool to build wealth. But you go ahead and take the lead.
Okay. The first question, I know you put a lot of time into this. So a lot of people are going to want to know some of the answers to these questions as well. The first one I have is, how did you basically get started playing Baccarat? And when did you first realize that you can make a living from it?
I've been in and out of the casinos for years. I come from Atlantic City. So at a particular time, Atlantic City, Las Vegas, and I believe Tahoe were the only three legal casinos in the United States. And as the years progressed, they became more prevalent, more prominent, and they're in multiple states. But it used to be a time New Jersey saw more tourists than Disney World. So Atlantic City used to see, this is going back in the 90s, they used to see roughly around 37 million individuals. And I worked in the casino industry as well. So I was around the games, slot machines, table games. And I left the casino industry. It was in 1998. I've been an entrepreneur or a business owner for over 23, 24 years now. I have a banking background, so numbers absolutely excite me. I like to analyze numbers. I like to make money with numbers as well. So it was in 2015 is when I was introduced to In 2015 is when I took an interest in Bach as a possible tool to build wealth. When did I learn that you can make a living from it? Was that the question you had asked me?
Yes. When did you realize that you could actually make a living from this game of Baccarat?
Almost immediately. And the reason being is poker was very popular back in the early 2000s. Well, not so much the early 2000s. Probably more around 2008, 2009, before the Poker Star scandal had rocked the poker world. I knew that playing cards could build wealth. It was that playing the game itself was toxic. So I had to step away from the game and devise a strategy that would allow me to make money with it and not get caught up in the allure of the flashing lights and the feeling of the chips. So if I'm being really honest, Matthew, I knew you could make a living in 2016 because gambling became legal in New Jersey online, and that was a game changer. Once I knew you could play online, it wasn't a question of if you could make money with it. It was a question of when you were going to make money with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I understand that there are a lot of technicalities when you actually play in a casino. There are a lot of distractions around, you know, waitresses coming around with skimpy dresses on. The rooms are set up to have a specific height. They actually have, I actually just read something. It's interesting that you brought up something, but I read something online about how psychologists were actually used when they build casinos to strategize how high to put the ceiling, how to not have windows there so that the players don't realize how long they're gambling. So that increases the chances that the house is going to win because the person will keep gambling. So I understand how even not being in a scenario like that would be beneficial to you. If you could be at home or you could be, you know, away from all of that, having other players give you like an evil eye or having a dealer maybe say a little smart remark to you, have the waitresses come around tempting you with their beauty and, you know, the intoxicants added to the games of chance in front of you. It's a really – it is indeed a toxic mixture. You spoke about strategy. What kind of strategies do you use when you do play baccarat?
So that's a multi-part question, or let me rephrase that. That's a multi-part answer. So with Bach, I'm going to share with you, and you certainly shared with your audience a very good example as well as information on what Bach is. But to simplify it, baccarat is a binary game. So think about a coin, heads or tails. So statistically, if you were to flip a coin 10 times, statistically, heads should come out 50% or 5 times. Same thing with tails, statistically. But obviously, that certainly does not happen. And when that doesn't happen, you have to be able to compensate for that. So because Bach is a binary game, and what attracts me so much to Bach is there's only two choices, either player or banker, or heads or tails, blue or red. It's a binary game. You had mentioned to your audience about the tie. The tie is an option. If you bet the tie and you win the tie, you usually win 8 or 9 times that bet. So if you put $10 on that bet and the tie comes out, you win $80 plus your wager. But if you don't bet the tie and the tie comes out and you're on banker or player, you don't lose your wager. It really truly is a binary game. And because of that, I'm not focused on who's the winner is. And your audience, unfortunately, they're not going to be able to see it. But if some of them are familiar with a shoe. Are you familiar with a shoe, Matthew?
Yes, just from basically studying this offline Android game, yes. I believe the shoe, you'll be able to describe it more in detail. You have like all the expertise on it, but I believe the shoe is like basically all of the decks of cards that are actually put into a device and they're actually drawn out. And I don't know how many there are. I'd probably bet and say it appears to be maybe like 12 decks. So most likely,
and here in the States, it's 8 decks. Some places have 6 decks. But in Atlantic City, Las Vegas, it's going to be played with 8 decks. Are you able to hear
okay. me? Yes, yes, I can hear you. You said that there are 8 decks. Okay. I'm glad you mentioned the tie as well, because that's something that I didn't even think about as far as like that, the way that your money could be multiplied if you win. I know you said that. I'm going to jump into the next question just to keep this flowing. Let me see. I wrote down a couple things here. I want to make sure I don't jump over anything. How do you stay focused? That's the next thing, because you talked about how the environment can be toxic, and there's many different ways you can wager, you know, and you have to analyze things and decide how much you want to win. But how do you stay focused and maintain your winning mindset during, like, long gaming sessions?
A system, critical for Bach. And I use a system, and that system, if I step out of the system, that means I'm not using the system anymore. I'm using my emotions. If I stay with the system, then I'm using a system, and I'm not using any emotions. And that's why I developed the software. Initially, it started with Excel sheets. Then Currently, right now, we have a software, but it was designed to remove any of those emotions that you bring, whether it's to the casino, to your job, hell, even to your family life. Emotions, it muddles experiences. So as long as you have a system in place and the system is, it has been tested, then the focus is automatic, because all I'm doing is using a system.
Okay, absolutely. I got you. All right. We're going to take a break for a second, and we're going to bring on the one and only man on the wheels of steel, the legendary Brother O, the legendary Brother International. Show. This is Matthew Graham again. I'm broadcasting on air live now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. And press 1 after you dial in. You can join the conversation just by pressing 1. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Okay, if anybody's tuning in late and you're tuning in late and you're live, I'll briefly catch you up on everything. I'm actually interviewing somebody. He deals with software development, basically analyzing casino games. In this particular instance, it's a game called Baccarat. We asked him a couple questions previously that dealt with his strategy, the reason for developing the game, and so forth. I'm going to continue asking him some more questions. Peter, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my friend.
Okay, great. The next question I have to ask is, can you tell us about your biggest win and your biggest loss while playing Baccarat?
My biggest single win was. Are you speaking like overall or like a set period, like a day? Because
maybe
like
even both.
Money.
Like.
Okay, so when I initially started playing Bach, playing it, and my biggest win was 14,000. That was my biggest win. But I lost it back, and that was through emotions. Now, when our team, because we have a team that plays Bach, we average anywhere between 3 and 10% of our game bankroll. We treat it as an investment. We no longer play the game of Bach. We now play with, we now use the game of Bach as an investment strategy.
Okay. Well, how about your biggest loss? Well, you already mentioned your biggest loss. What about, like, overall? Have you ever had, like, any I didn't plan on asking you this question, but you did mention something a second ago. What about, like, for people that are skeptical, like, I didn't really want to jump too much into it. As far as, like, the casino game thing, I only heard of, like, 21, you know, blackjack, poker. This was a new thing for me. So for, like, your average person that might not have that much money, that they're going to be, like, a little bit paranoid about, like, probably playing. I'll jump on to the next question. I was going to ask you something dealing with a total loss, but I might get back to that in a minute. You talked about, like, a bankroll, actually, a second ago. I was wondering, how do you manage your bankroll and what kind of risk management strategies do you use?
So we have a team, and within that team, we're held accountable. And the beautiful thing about having a team is if you don't do what's supposed to be done, then there's consequences behind that. So how do we mitigate our bankroll? We don't. We use it as an investment. We understand that there's going to be periods where we're going to lose and there's going to be periods where we're going to win. We've never had to replenish our bankroll 2 years. It starts with a set dollar amount, and we can discuss that a little later. And then having a system in place and then understanding that you're looking for a percentage of either a win or a percentage of your bankroll being lost. When that happens, you basically, we call it abandoning the run, where we no longer play that particular shoe, or that session might be called quits for the day. Did I answer that question correctly for you?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You're a lot of help, actually, especially to me, and I'm sure many listeners as well that don't have, like, a cotton picking clue much about this game. I know from checking out some of your spreadsheets, and I know about Baccarat from the offline game that I downloaded. To me, it's kind of an interesting game. I like it a lot. I'm not into gambling, but I do like how basic it is. And you told me when we first discussed it how it's so basic, and I was like, well, you know, it doesn't sound basic, because you told me how, like, the cards had to be counted and added up and so forth. I was wondering, with how basic it is to you now and how complicated it seemed to me initially, what kind of research and analysis did you do, like, before you actually started playing in a casino?
Okay, so I didn't. I played in the casino first, whether it was blackjack or because I didn't play Bach at the casino until I started to study the game of Bach. I used to play blackjack, and this was a casual play. It wasn't a professional or semi-professional play. When I first started playing Bach, I had coaches or mentors, and they disclosed different strategies as well as how to manage my bankroll. Also, what they taught me what a stop loss was, you know, what would be my goal profit-wise for that particular shoe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So by me approaching Bach from an analytical perspective first, allowed me to create the system that I have today. And that system is designed to remove any emotions from the actual play of Bach. And I don't know if I answered that question correctly for people or not.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to take a break. Hopefully everybody has the pencil or pen and paper around, because I know you probably have some information to give them when we're through with a lot of these questions. We'll speak about it in a minute. But for right now, we have a beautiful track coming on next by international DJ legend Brother O.
Girl, I'll leave you. Girl, I'll leave you. Leave you.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. This is Matthew Graham, broadcasting on air now live from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial 516-453-9133. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I believe we have a caller in queue right now. Caller number one, are you there? And do you have any comments or a question to ask our guest?
Hi there, is that me?
Yes, I hear you.
Hi, Matthew. It's Ava Holly. How are you? I want to congratulate you on your very first show with the WBNN. You're doing a fantastic job, and I love your guest. So let me tell you this. I like to gamble a little bit. I'm not a big gambler, but I like to go out and have fun every now and again. Haven't been out in a while to do that. But if I go on a cruise or something, you know, I like to gamble. Sometimes I'll go in the casinos. That all being said, I was a dealer in Atlantic City for almost 25 years. I never dealt the game of Baccarat, although I heard a lot about it. From what I understand, it's sort of a high, not high roller, but high stakes game. I dealt mostly blackjack and roulette, although I dealt some of the other poker games and carnival games and, you know, was there for a long time. And I'll tell you, the intricacies, as you guys both well know, behind the scenes in the casino is much different than when you're going in to just play around and have fun. It's so different from backstage, so to say. So, Peter, let me ask you this question. You say that you go in with a team and you have a strategy. So I don't know much about the game of Baccarat at all. Yet I do know that in blackjack, they have what they call behind the scenes a card count team, and they're specifically trained to watch people that are doing certain strategies, as counting cards is one of them. Your software program is not on the verge of that, right? It's just like a strategy of play, correct? Or am I saying, like you're saying, you have a team? Is that something that the casinos watch out for when you and your team go into play? You know what I'm saying?
I do, and I do apologize. You said your name is Ava?
Ava, yes.
First name? Ava, nice to talk
Ava.
To you, Peter.
Same here. Same here.
So there's a few things that both you and Matthew, you use a keyword, you use the word gambling. We're very particular with the words we use. We look at Bach as an investment. So The casino is a forum. And like you use the word carnival games, you know, whether it be, you know, spin the wheel or yeah, roulette's kind of a carnival game. You play the inside numbers. The outside numbers have better odds. You had mentioned the card counting, Kevin Spacey, 21, MIT, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That does give blackjack players or professional blackjack players, and I do know how to count cards. It's a high-low system that you use.
Yeah, my husband does too, but he doesn't go in there much.
Right, and because the casinos know how to thwart it, whether they cut the deck in half, some of them use a continuous shuffle master. So when I say a team, Ava, a team approaches a board with three different strategies. So think about it this way. You're looking to get to a destination. Let's say you want to go to Wildwood, New Jersey, right? So normally you would take Route 9 if you were south of Wildwood. But you don't necessarily have to take Route 9 all the way there. You could take the long way as well. You could take back roads there. You can even hop on the parkway and get there as well. That's how we play Bach. We use one board. So what game did you play? Table game did you play? I mean, dealt.
Did I deal, you mean?
Yes.
Mostly blackjack and roulette. So there's, you know, so many ins and outs that you learn just from dealing the game. Like even when you're schooled in the game, you don't learn a lot of the things that happen on the game until you're actually on the game, which is crazy.
Right.
But But I understand what you're saying. It's like different avenues, right, to get to a certain point.
Well, this is how the strategy works, is we want to assure, ideally all three of us want to arrive to our destination, right? But one of us may not be able to make it, but the other two can get there. And when those two get there, they're able to bring that one person who couldn't make it because he ran out of fuel, they can bring that person there as well. So what I mean is, if we're using three different betting strategies, but we're using the same money management, if two of those money managements make money, it can either offset the loss of that third player, or there's a profit that's there as well. So that's what I mean by team. And we don't go inside the casino. We strictly use online platforms for it, because the goal is for us to focus.
I didn't realize they had Baccarat in the online platform.
And as a disclaimer, let me express this to you as well. And I know we're on a time slot. These are live dealers. This isn't a random number generated game. We're talking about live dealers through Evolution or Azugo. I think that's how you pronounce the name. And you were accurate what you were saying. Baccarat is considered an affluent game. It's very popular with the Asians. That's why it stops at the number nine, the dragons. It's very Asian influence, but it is considered a high rollers game.
We would hear the trickle down, you know, of what was going on, especially if a player won a lot of money. We would hear it coming down the casino as quick as a operator line, you know.
Right.
But it's very interesting to hear you speak about it.
Right, and then you had Don Johnson. He was real popular with blackjack. But Phil Ivey made Baccarat popular down in Atlantic City. But he was doing something. Mm. He was doing what they call edge shorting. So he gained and the courts deemed this as an illegal advantage with it. And what we do, there's nothing illegal, because the reason I brought up the word shoe in the conversation is, in that shoe, the winners are already there. Unlike blackjack, where there's six seats, and if it is allowed, or even if it's not allowed, mid-shoe entry, a person could take a card, and it could impact the rest of the cards. So let's say, for instance, the rule of thumb is if the dealer's showing a six, you shouldn't take a card if you are showing a 12 or better. If you're showing an 11, you double down. If you're showing a 10, double down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Now, that's a rule of thumb when you play basic strategy. And basic strategy does work when it's basic. But when you introduce another player to that shoe and he or she doesn't use basic strategy, it changes the entire dynamics of that game. And I'm not saying that you're always going to win or you're going to lose. You see, with Baccarat, there is no influence. The only influence that can impact that game of Bac is if the dealer makes an error. But in that shoe of eight decks, 75 hands, or on average 75 hands played, the winners are already there. It's already a done deal. Now you're just waiting for the winner to come out. That's it. So there is no influence. And my strategy, or what I should say is our strategy, I mean, this really is my strategy because I'm the one that initially started it, not to sound arrogant, is it's 100% money management. It's all we're looking at. Mm. It's just the money. I don't care if you play banker or if you play player. It doesn't make a difference.
No, it's very interesting. I was very, very interested in your, you know, your explanation and your the way you explain things is beautiful. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Like I said, I didn't know much about the game, but I was in the casino industry for almost 25 years. So it's just interesting to hear this topic being brought up and the different things you're talking about. It's very interesting.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, his explanations are, like, incredible. And thank you for calling.
Yeah, he's great.
You have great. As well.
Thank you, Matthew.
More.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Sharing your thoughts. All right, Peter, I do have three more questions, and then we're going to go into, like, a couple tracks. There actually a track by the legendary DJ Oladsky. The next question I wanted to ask is, how do you handle the losing streaks, and what kind of advice do you have for players who are experiencing a losing streak?
Okay, so there is no losing streak. It's an investment. If an individual was to invest in an S&P, an index fund, he or she would deposit X amount of dollars, whether it be $10,000, $15,000, or even $1,000. They're looking for a long-term, let me rephrase that. It's presumptuously, they would be looking for long-term gains or returns on their money. So the stock market, that platform has ebbs and flows. You're going to have years where you're going to make great money, and you're going to have years when you don't make any money. But when you average it out over an extended period of time, you will always come out on top. It's been proven for the last century. So you can, if you take any 20, 30-year period of an index fund, you always come out in profit with it. So for your listeners, they're not going to understand it as much as I understand it, because they haven't been playing it or haven't invested in BOC as long as I have, is we look at it as an investment. We've already calculated the losses. So we don't look at them as losses. We have an anticipated or an expected return. If we meet that, fantastic. But we've already mitigated for the loss. So in that percentage that I had shared with you earlier before for the last break, that 3 to 10%, that's already included with that loss with it. So if an individual decides that they want to play the binary, that they want to invest in a binary game like Baccarat, I would encourage them to look at it as a long-term experience.
Okay, that's great. You perfectly articulated that answer, and it makes a lot of logical sense. I have another question. This is going to sound a little bit bizarre, but do you have any particular superstitions or quote-unquote rituals that you follow when playing this game of Baccarat?
So I don't have any superstitions. This is part of my lifestyle. I practice stoicism. And stoicism is about accepting and understanding that, well, you would have to understand it, that you can only control how you respond to a situation. You can only control what you can control, right? So playing the game of Bach, my team, they don't do it anymore, but when I introduced it a few years ago, they would yell at the screen, or they would say something negative. And when I say negative, I mean they would use vulgar language. They thought that the casino was cheating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No. I use equanimity. Equanimity means keeping the same temperance the entire time, win or lose. Now, does it always work? No. But when it does, it's dynamic. Because what that means is that I'm using the system for what the system is designed to do. So take, for instance, if a person had a 9-to-5 or a W-2 employment, I'm sure they might get some sort of excitement getting their first paycheck or their second paycheck. But after you do it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, or 10 years, 20 years, it just becomes a paycheck, right? Same thing with BOC. Well, the only difference with BOC is the bigger your bankroll, the bigger your return. So to answer that question as clear as possible, don't say anything bad about the dealer. don't believe that there's some sort of pattern, because there is no pattern. It's just cards. That's all it is. That's all it is. You create the patterns. You believe that you're seeing something, and you can't. It's not possible. Why? Because the shoe already contains the winners, period. It's not like blackjack. It's not like roulette, where outside influence can come in there and spin the ball faster or slower or spin it in a different direction. Blackjack, where an individual could come in there and take the dealer's break card, take that next player's, who has a much bigger hand, take their winning card. Bach doesn't dice, craps. You're relying on the shooter, whether you're betting with the shooter or you're betting against the shooter. But that shooter, they're controlling how that dice comes out. Those slot machines that people play, they're already pre-programmed to have a certain amount of a return. But it's always less. So if you put in $10, your percentage back is supposed to be, you're always going to lose 40 cents, not unless, of course, you hit a jackpot or something like that. But that's using a different type of system as well. But you can't control it. See, with Bach, on the other hand, there's no outside influence. They'll tell you that the casino has an edge. And they do. You're right about that. Because the casino can dictate the dollar amount that you can bet. That's their biggest edge right there, is they can tell you, okay, this particular table, you can't go more than $1,000, or this particular table, you can't go more than $10,000. But besides that, if you know how to use the form, meaning the casino's bet spread, no, you're going to generate a healthy profit with Bach.
Okay, no doubt. I like the way your wisdom actually shined on that. You have like an overstanding wisdom of like the overall structure of the casino and the game, and you sound like almost like a Bruce Lee speaking in the Tao Te Ching Do, but it's like it's basically on the game of Baccarat in the casino instead of like speaking of a martial arts platform. One last question before the DJ comes on. What advice? You said something a second ago about how your team, some of them would get mad and they'd holler at the screen. So I was wondering, mm-hmm. like, what advice? I know you dealt with like a lot of people, you know, a lot of newcomers, and you gave them like, you mentored them on a lot of these topics. What's some of the advice that you give to newer aspiring baccarat players?
That a percentage today isn't as valuable as a percentage is tomorrow. So as an example, if a player comes in there, or we'll call it an investor, they come in there with $500, and let's say their goal is to make 5% of that bankroll, which would be $25. For some people, that's not a lot of money. Maybe for others it might be. Now, that's a 5% return. Now, if that player continues to play or invest, and let's say I could do it, you know, when we come back from break, I'll give you an exact number, how long it would take. Now, if that player played a year, as an example, they just settled for that $25 profit. And they played, or that 5%. And then that 5%, that includes the losses as well. And they played 5 shoes a day, or invested in 5 shoes a day, and it's $125. Every 3-4 days, they're doubling their bankroll, but they're also doubling their return. So that 5% at $1,000 is now $50. That's not a whole, for some people, that's great money. But for some people, it can't even pay a cell phone bill. Now, if that investor continues to invest in Bach over the next year, and they grew that bankroll, and I know this 100%, they grew that bankroll to $20,000. 5% of $20,000 is $1,000. So my advice is this. Those small bites will become 7, 8, 10, 12 course meals over time. That small percentage that you, oh, it's only $25, don't even worry about that. You invest this money into this, and if you invest this money into Bach and you pull out your initial investment, which you'll be able to do within 3 or 4 days if you use a system. And I'm not telling you my system is the greatest system in the world, but it does work. But there's others out there as well. You pull your investment out. Now you put your $500 back in your pocket. You just use the money that you leveraged, the profit from the money that you leveraged, let that grow. And if you're comfortable with that 5% return, then figure out what you're comfortable with taking from that as well. So what I mean by that is we don't leave a lot of money in the casinos at all. Ideally, we are profit out every 2 or 3 days. And unfortunately, like I said, unfortunately, your viewers may not understand how all this goes, the way the casinos operate. Now you have to get the approval, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Simple, it's very simple, but it's still a process. We already have a predetermined amount of a percentage that we're leaving in that bankroll to grow that bankroll. So if I can tell you what it is at this present moment, it's a 70-30, meaning we take 70% and we leave 30% in there. Our bankroll's, you know, it's substantial, and there's only so high that you can go with it currently right now. But for your new investors, unlike the stock market, where you can invest and say Enron might be flying high for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and then there's this huge accounting scandal, and then you lose everything. You don't have to worry about this with Bach. Bach doesn't allow that to happen. That can't happen unless you initiate that. If you decide that you want to make $1 million playing or investing in Bach, you could do it. It's going to take some time. It's going to take a strategy, but it can be done 100%. And not only can it be done, it's almost a guarantee that it can be done because the winners are already in that shoe. See, you use the word gambling as, you know, and you use the word casino, but we're talking on a phone currently right now. It's a platform that we're using. Now, I don't know what kind of phone you have, and I don't even know where you currently are right now, but it's a tool that you're using to communicate to me as well as to your viewers, right? But it's still right. A gamble. It's still a gamble. Why? Maybe your power could cut off. You may fall asleep on this call. I don't know. It could be anything, you know, crazy, right? But that's life. We don't use the word gamble because when we go in there, we already have a strategy in place. We know how much money we want to win, and we know to the penny how much we're willing to lose. We know that already. But now, because of the platform, the internet, in New Jersey, Michigan, Delaware, Nevada all have legal online gaming, which is using the tools that are made available to us. And we're using that platform to build wealth with. Whereas with the stock market, yeah, you don't go to the stock market unless you decide that you wanted to go to the New York Stock Exchange, right? I mean, even then, you wouldn't be able to get in there without the necessary credentials. With the casinos, anybody can go in there. Anybody. They don't need any special training. they don't need to even be educated on gambling. They get educated after they become addicted. You notice that, right? And that's what makes that's what makes the casino so profitable. That the individual that comes in there isn't trained, isn't educated. Well, a majority of them. So they just go in there haphazardly, and they're throwing darts in the dark, looking for a bullseye, or maybe looking for a single or a double. The casinos build an empire off of people's ignorance. Now, the internet comes along, and it changes the dynamics of everything now. The main reason why I don't go to the casinos, Matthew, the main reason, the smoke. I don't smoke. I don't want smoke in my clothes. I don't want it in my body. I love the fact that I can sit home, build wealth in a smoke-free environment. If I choose to lose, remember, I chose to lose. I could walk away anytime I want. So that's the long version of the question that you just asked me. I was just saying, know how much you're willing to win and know how much money you're willing to lose. In the beginning, invest as much, you want to invest as much of your profit back into your bankroll. And then once you get to a comfortable number, you want to take as much money out of it and let the bankroll just maintain itself. But keep that always for your viewers or listeners. 1% is different when it's 1% of $100,000 or $1 million. Now, on a dollar, it's just a penny. But on $100,000, it's $1,000. And on a million, it's $10,000. And on $10 million, it's $100,000. So a percentage may sound the same, but it hits a lot different when there's bigger numbers behind it. Don't look at this as the best advice I can give your players. Your listeners, is it's going to come. You don't have to. You're never going to beat the casino. Throw it out the window. Plan to make money with the casino. Plan that already. Same way how you invest in the stock market. And if your stock doesn't do good, it's not as accessible as a casino. You have to call or you have to initiate a sell order or a buy order for a stock or an option, a put or a call. You have to initiate these things online or through your broker, or you can already have it predetermined as well. With Bach, on the other hand, you can walk away as fast as you sat down if you so choose to. So look at it as a long-term experience. And when your bankroll is comfortable, remember 5% is a lot more money when you're making 5% on $50,000.
Absolutely. We're going to get into a song in a second. I figured I'd ask you this first, right before. Do you have any website or YouTube site or email address? Let's say somebody wanted to get some more information from you. Do you have anything, any additional information you'd like to give us so the listeners can maybe like jot some information down on you?
Yeah, certainly. I do have a YouTube channel. It's I'll send it to you so that way you can share it with your listeners as well as the email account. We intend to do a blog in the next week or so. So if your listeners are interested, if they send me an email when that blog is available, I'll let them know. Or I can contact you and you can share with some of your listeners if they have any questions about it.
All right, that sounds great. I just figured I'd ask you, like, real quick in case you wanted to get some traffic to your site. All right, right about now, we're going to get into, like, the next track by international DJ legend Brother O.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Anthony Hamilton in the house tonight. He just came from off tour. He got a little something he want to say.
I know you love me. I can tell by the way that you kiss me. Tight when you hug me. Took me to school the very first day. Gave me a piece of buttercup. Sent me on my way. I know it's frightening. I can tell by the pain in your eyes. When the rent was late again. Too strong to fold. Being on your own. Lord bless the soul. Mama knows love.
Mama do love like the backbone. Used to fall asleep daily in the workflow. Mama swear you never have to worry again.
Mama, I swear you never have to worry, no, no.
Mama do love like the backbone.
Mama do love.
Used to wipe feet just to make the ends meet.
Oh, no.
Mama swear you never have to worry again.
A bright and early, right. Scrambled eggs, right. Swelling in your legs, right. Bills on the bed, still your man is
right.
Show me a smile,
right.
Then walk to work about
right.
2 or 3 miles. Mom, I'm gonna struggle with you. I'm gonna help you see the bigger picture. You gave me something to walk and take away. You make it so easy to say. I love you, mama.
Mama do love like
a mama knew love.
Used to fall asleep daily in your work.
Every day.
Mama swear you never have to worry again.
You never have to worry again. Mama love you, yeah, yeah.
Mama do love like
mama knew love.
Used to wipe feet just to make the
hey,
ends
hey, hey,
mama
yeah.
swear you never
have
to worry
again. No, no, no.
Mama
do
love.
Say mama do love.
She gave me
right.
love,
crazy love,
crazy
right.
love,
crazy right. love,
so much love,
mama do love,
mama do right. love,
crazy right. love,
she gave me right. love,
she gave me,
crazy
she
love.
Gave me, gave
so
me everything,
love.
Mama,
mama do love like a backbone. Mama do love like a back street. Used to wipe feet just to make it easy. Mama swear you never have to worry again. Mama do love like a back road. Used to fall asleep daily in your
mama do love.
Mama swear you never have to worry again.
That was an incredible track right there by none other than the one and only DJ Oladsky on the Wheels of Steel. This is Matthew Graham. I'm broadcasting right now live from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Just in case you're tuning in right now and you're tuning in live, I'm actually interviewing somebody, Peter, who's actually a software developer. He deals with, like, spreadsheets and a software program that analyzes a casino game known as Baccarat. Before the break, he explained to us about a lot of things, about how he got started, the strategies that he used, a lot of things, how he manages his bankroll, research that he does. We're going to move into a couple more questions. Peter, can you still hear me right now?
Loud and clear.
Okay, great. The next few questions I'm going to ask, the first one is, how do you approach playing Baccarat with the different table limits? And do you have any tips for adjusting your strategies accordingly?
So that's interesting that you would ask that question. And what I neglected to tell your viewers is, even though I mentioned those states and I apologize, those states that are legal in to play online, Bach is an international game. It's one of the biggest games or casino games in the world. You can obviously, you know, just Google that yourself. It dwarfs a lot of those other games out there. So the limits are, let me slow down, because that's what makes it so exciting. Where we're located at, our is $1 to $25,000. And that's huge. That's what makes the strategy so potent, so powerful, is because of that spread. And your listeners, they can go to this multiple online casinos throughout the world. As long as their country allows it legally, they can access those countries. And they have more options than players in the United States do. Like when we play international, because we have an international player on our team, I don't want to use the word substitute. What would be a good word for Jose? He's more of a, I got it. He's more of a proof of concept. We're looking to see if this can be a bigger opportunity, not just for ourselves, for other people. Because I've been investing and playing, initially, you know, I play, but now I invest, I have thousands of hours, tens of thousands of hours, millions of dollars played in Bach. And what I've learned is that an investment in Bach can yield you it can yield you an unlimited amount of money over an extended period of time. And it's and the main thing is because of that bet spread, that $1 to $25,000 or that $1 to $10,000. If I can be very honest with you, your players that if a person got involved in Bach and they had, I would say ideally they would want to have at least five times their game bankroll. So what that means is our game bankroll for, we have two different strategies that we use. One, we like to have our bankroll, it's already there, but just if I was to start this all over again and I was starting at $1 tables, I would want to have an investment of $1,500. You would never lose that $1,500 if you stick with the system. It's not possible. We've paid thousands of shoes with the strategy. But that $1,500, you're playing with $1 bets. You could stay in that realm for an extended period of time or until you take your last breath, and you'd make $100,000 a year with that $1,500 investment. And it's all predicated on how many hours or how many shoes are you willing to play, or how many teams are you willing to develop. So when Jose, who contacted me through email because he's seen one of my videos, he is in Spain, introduced us to a casino that accepts crypto, which is really easy for us to convert. And we utilize his account to play here in the States. We use a VPN, and we have a 70-30 split with him. He takes 30%, we take 70%. But it's basically free money to him because we're using his account. But we've also are in the midst of training. We have VAs virtual assistants in the Philippines. We're in the process of training one of them right now to play for us as well. So did I answer your question? Because I go deep into it, so I kind of forget what the question was, but I know you asked me about the bedspread. It's more complex.
You answered it well enough. We have a caller. I'm going to jump over one question, ask you the next question, and then we're going to take a caller to talk. I'm not sure if the person has some questions or has some comments, but I'll ask you this one last question first. Have you ever had any confrontations or difficult experiences with other players or casino staff while playing Baccarat?
No, because we play online.
Not one bad experience. Well, not even when you played in person.
No, because no. Other than smoke, if the casino had smoking in it, no. But I'm a different type of player. I practice stoicism. That's not too much that can really upset me. And you know, because I already have my game bankroll, And maybe you misunderstand me or misunderstood me. I don't go to a brick and mortar casino unless I'm going there for entertainment purposes. Because of our system, we strictly play online, Matthew. The only time we go to a casino is if we're taking out a very large amount of money and we're transferring it to another casino. So here in New Jersey, you can go to the cage to either withdraw or to deposit large sums of money. So anything, you know, you could use a wire or your checking account. But if we're going there and we're looking to remove, we'll say we want to move $50,000 into from the Borgata to Hard Rock, we're going to go there, get the money, and then we're going to take that money over to the Hard Rock. But we're never going to sit down and play because the software tells us where to bet and how much to bet. And could I do the numbers in my head? Yes, certainly I could, but it would be a daunting task to do. Whereas with the software, when that result comes out, the software tells you where to bet and how much to bet. It tells you when to stop betting. It tells you when to start betting. There is, like I said, there really is no need to go to the casino.
Okay, I got it. You definitely make a lot of sense. Definitely stay away from those smoky rooms. We have a caller in queue, caller number two. I'm actually interviewing the software developer, Peter. I assume you've been listening in. Do you have any like questions or comments for Peter or myself?
Hey, Peace. How you doing tonight? How you doing tonight, Matthew?
Not too bad, Peace. How are you?
All right, enjoying your show. How you doing tonight, Peter?
I'm doing swell, my friend. What's your name?
My name is travel name is Huni Barkatoom. My pen and stage name is Master Tar Magic Man Haru. I'm also a host here at WBNN. Matter of fact, let me do this a quick plug right quick. My show will be March 9th, I'll be on with another lifetime achiever and Hall of Famer like I am, Jerry Petito. We'll be speaking about the rise and fall on the pathway to success. That'll be March 9th, okay? Really, really enjoying the show. Definitely looking forward to learning more about you and your strategy. Congratulations on your development. And I think that it's definitely a power move, a master's move. Okay, now some other people might want to call in, so I want to say this very special announcement to you, Mr. Matthew. Congratulations,
yes.
Matthew Graham, on your first WBNN All-Time Connection record as an intern with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Congratulations. You already have what it takes, man. It's only a matter of time, and this is a great opening night for you, okay? I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much. I feel blessed to be a part of it. I appreciate everything you, Tiana Speaks, Brother O, and everybody's doing, all the hosts. I really appreciate, and I feel I feel blessed to be a part of this. We do have a couple more callers in queue, but thank you very much for everything that you've done so far and what you continue to do, and thank you for calling. All right, I believe we have another caller. Caller 4, you're in queue right now. You're tuned in to WBNN. I'm Matt Graham, and I have a guest, Peter, who's a software developer. Do you have any questions or comments to make?
Yes, I do. Hello, Matthew, and hello, Peter. This is Tiana Speaks. I'm a host on this network as well. My show is March 10th. Yeah, hello. It's March 10th, 9:30 p.m., The Power of Thoughts. I'm enjoying the show. I like, it's very informative. I want to know, how did you come about, like, how did you come up with the formula to be able to make these, like, you know, in different variables? Like, how did you do this with the software? Like, what is your exact background to be able to, you know, be able to be profitable the way you are? And what was your biggest loss ever, if you, you know, when you first were starting out and trying to do the software, and what was your biggest win?
So, Tiana, to answer a few of those questions is, I have a banking background. I've been an employer or self-employed for over 20 years. And when I got into Bach, I knew almost immediately that I was going to develop a system for it. And I knew that you could play it online because that's where it was really introduced to me. And even though Matthew introduces me as a software developer, I am not a software developer. I have absolutely no clue about Java or any other Python or any of that. I just outsource these. And uniquely enough, it was a business that we had invested in many years ago that I learned how to outsource the way I know how to outsource. And when I had these, when I was purchasing these strategies, or I was working with these coaches, and I was paying a premium for these as well. You know, some of them cost me as much as $3,500 to work with them. I could understand it, but I didn't want to understand it. It's like driving a car, right? I don't care how the car gets me to my destination. I just want to get in a car, turn on the engine, and I just want to drive. I don't want to think about the engine. I don't want to think about any of that stuff other than what's necessary, right? So that's what I did with the game of Bach. I said, okay, they would share these strategies, where I would pay for these strategies, well, some of them I would. And what I did was I went on a website called People Per Hour, and I would have these developers create these Excel sheets for me. So then, fortunately, where I'm located at, they have live dealers. And it's, in my mind, so you have a show called The Power of Thoughts. So yeah. I'm a huge, huge believer, or let's say not even a believer, I live it, that you know, your thoughts create your reality. And girl, when I tell you that when they came out with the live dealers for Atlantic City, I thought it was because of me, honestly. I remember the day I went inside the Golden Nugget and I seen that they were creating a studio. And I was so amazed, but yet so thankful. I'm like, yo, they did this because of me. Because, you know, when you go, I said, you don't know, it would be a much longer conversation. But casinos online, some of them do cheat. They use shoes that can manipulate the cards. Some of them are pre-recorded. It's like, you got to learn these things. And with the, in the United States and in New Jersey, we have what they call the Division of Gaming. So they enforce any sort of issues. Even if there's an anomaly, you can contact the DGE and they'll investigate it. So that's why I did what I did. I could understand it, but I didn't want to understand it. I just wanted to be able to sit in front of my computer and just That's why I had the Excel sheets created. And as the years progressed, and more people started to gain, you know, more people were interested in it, and I would introduce it to them. That's when we developed the team. And then last year, we built the software. It's still a beta version of the software. If you go on YouTube, you could see it. But that's why we did that. It was to remove any of the emotions. And you know what? We don't want to think about it. Like, you don't think about driving anymore, do you? You don't even think about walking anymore. That's how I created this. It was designed. You don't have to think about it. So to answer your question, like, my biggest loss. The one last thing is, I don't have a loss, because when I came into Bach, I came into the mindset that I have now. I had that seven, eight years ago. We just constantly just invested in it. The money that, even with the software, that's all from the profits that we've made.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you for answering my question. I'm enjoying the show. Thank you for being. I'm going to reach out to Matthew to keep in touch with you so I can learn more. But thank you for answering the question. Appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
And good luck to you and everything that you do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, Tiana. Have a good evening. All right. If you're just tuning in, we just got a phone call, and I'm Matthew Graham. This is my first intern show, actually, with the ONE Host Intern Show. I'm interviewing Peter. I was calling him a software developer. In essence, I'll say he's a software producer, and he has other people actually developing for him based on his expertise and his guidance. I have a question. We're about to end this right about now. Peter, by any chance, do you have anything that you'd like to sum up, like any final thoughts or anything like that that you'd like to, anything you'd like to tell anybody or anything you'd like to sum up before we sign off?
Congratulations on your internship. Thank you for the opportunity to allow me to share this, what's very passionate to me. And if anyone's interested in Bach, what I would share with them is study it. Don't go out there and attempt to do what I did initially. I spent a lot of time, a lot of energy. I'm very analytical. So it's not for everyone, but everyone could make money with it if they had the system. So just to keep it short.
Okay, that sounds great. We're about to get into something, and this something that we're about to get into is none other than Ngozi time, and that's coming up right now.
We'll be right back. wanna be here with me. All that I can do is be there, and heaven knows that I swear you do something to me, and I never.
Internship process continues. Outstanding performance tonight by Matthew Graham, of course, with his first WBNN all-time connection record, honoring Darlene Lawrence in the championship round. We have not had one intern not hit his first championship in its, you know, presence, and I'm real proud of that. That's a hell of a record, and I'm real proud of it tonight. Now, of course, what more can we say? Tomorrow night, we come back on with another outstanding host. Her name is Mo Garman, breaking the silence. 9:30 Eastern Standard right here on the Story Network, WBNN. We have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time. Or Bella Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Delay by Ngozi with my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Bella Malay with Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that supports on a constant basis. And now back to our intern for his final comments of the evening, Mr. Matthew Graham.
Thank you very much. I'm so blessed to be a part of this. I love everything you're doing. Like I said from the beginning, I love when I first tuned into the show. So, you know, I feel really, really special tonight and honored to be a part of this. I love the chemistry that everybody has, how everybody just fits together like beautiful pieces of a puzzle. I really enjoyed the interview tonight with Peter. Thank you as well. You articulated your words crisply and very clearly, described everything in detail, and I'm sure the listeners really appreciate you know, you explaining the game the way you did. To any listeners that are interested in this, you'll be able to look this up online as well, like Brother O just stated. For right now, this is the end of my first show. It was definitely an interesting experience. I'll leave it at that. I feel good. I feel pleased with everything. And for right now, I'd just like to thank the listeners and thank my guests. Thank the producer and the host that called in, and wish everybody a great evening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.